days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Welcome to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. Please open your hearts to hear an anointed message that will encourage and empower you to walk in the love and light of God's Word.
Beloved, as we embark upon part four of our current series, The Unseen Realm, Understanding Lucifer's Agenda, we are going to continue to follow the Holy Spirit's leading as He takes us deeper into the unadulterated Word of God's truth and the prophetic realities that are unfolding dramatically before us. As our helper, He has been given to lead us into all truth, with fine-tuned and calibrated insight, as we test every spirit to be certain that they are of God, and to aid us in navigating our walking out of salvation's new birth miracle while we are still in the world, with ongoing reminder that as the born-again offspring of Lord Jesus our Savior, we are no longer of this world. And we need this divine assistance now more than ever, for deception has reached its pinnacle, with much of the church either asleep or so lukewarm and worldly that it has fallen into the trap of Lucifer's lying persuasions. And while we do not want to place more emphasis on Lucifer and his diabolical schemes and strategies than on our Lord Jesus Christ, who has all authority in heaven and in the earth, it is important and even critical to realize that Satan is a formidable enemy, and that we are in a spiritual war that is being waged by this dreadful foe, with his prideful and blasphemous intention to usurp the God of all creation, and to rob, kill, and destroy in the process, with the most strategic part of the battle being carried out within the church. In Ezekiel 28:3, Lucifer is depicted as the king of Tyre, where it is written of him, "Behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from you." We are no match for this impostor on our own. Only by way of the Holy Spirit's wisdom, in revelation of God's unadulterated word of truth, will we be able to withstand his satanic beguilements. For his weapons are held within the arsenal of seduction, flattering persuasions, and masterful counterfeits. And only when we remain steadfast in God's inerrant and unadulterated truth, walking by his Spirit and not by our own flesh, will we be able to fully appropriate the complete victory that has already been won for us by the great I Am. Understanding that while we are still in the world, we are no longer one with it, is mandatory to our being able to discern the prophetic events that are playing out in the world today. And to stay effective in our contending for the true faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints, as we are exhorted in Jude 1:3. I subtitled this message Smoke and Mirrors, the meaning of which is the obscuring or embellishing of the truth with misleading or irrelevant information. We will see this strategy at play as we delve deeper into Lucifer's plans for a one-world empire that will be ruled by his Antichrist for the 7-year period of the tribulation. The world has been in preparation for this tyrannical man of lawlessness since the Garden of Eden. But we have reached the hour on earth when all things have been readied for his grand entrance and his global control over all the earth's inhabitants. And as we continue to peek behind the curtain of the unseen realm, allow me to return to the Jesus is Savior commentary that I began in our last message, where they write, in her intriguing book titled The Externalization of the Hierarchy, which mentions Christ 666 times, occultist Alice Bailey, who lived from 1880 to 1949, explains that the early 20th century was the chosen time to finally begin externalizing or manifesting the hierarchical power of darkness to the world, to familiarize society with a secretive ancient mystery religion. This is why the media, government, the business world, and Hollywood have openly promoted occultic symbols for the past several decades. What actually is this mystery religion? The idea was first introduced to Eve by the beguiling serpent in the Garden of Eden, as confirmed in Genesis 3:5, where it is written, "For God knows that, in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes will be opened, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil." As Satan tempted Eve in order to get her eyes off her Creator and onto him instead, he persuaded her with the lure of enlightenment, a falsehood that is depicted in the occultic symbol of the all-seeing eye. The bait was that she would then be as God. In his heretical audio tape titled "The Force of Love," false teacher Kenneth Copeland said, "You don't have a God in you. You are one." That is exactly the same prideful enticement that the serpent used against Eve. In another illustration of this lust for godhood, in the satanic counterfeit of Judaism called Kabbalah, cult members seek further enlightenment level by level, with the ultimate goal of reaching godhood at level 125. Kabbalah is a poisonous substitute for the true gospel of Jesus Christ, leading educated men astray in their pride and woeful ignorance. As 2 Timothy underscores, where it is written, "Ever learning and never able to come to the truth." This same destructive folly is found in Freemasonry, the Mormon Church, and almost every other cult known to man. It is the New Age idea that through personal enlightenment, a person can achieve their own godhood, while promoting the idea that there are many paths to the light. It is even at work in many churches today, where it seeks to instill spirituality in church members, but with the abandonment of the sound and truth-filled doctrine of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Miss Bailey plainly stated that the churches would be the very vehicle through which the ancient mystery religion would be introduced to the masses. If you listen to the ungodly pastors of the liberal emerging churches of today, you will hear them magnify the humanity of Christ more than his deity. Through their elevation of man and his own goodness, church members are being misled to live the Christian life without the necessity of becoming born again. They are told about the Holy Spirit, but only in light of how he can help a person live a more victorious life on earth, while diminishing or leaving out altogether his conviction of sin, his leading the sinner to genuine repentance, or the new birth miracle that he will ignite within the sin-deadened spirit of a fallen man or woman who repents and believes wholeheartedly in Jesus Christ with sweet surrender and full trust in his holy and priceless blood that he shed for the remission of their sins, and the eternal life promise with the Father in heaven that glorious salvation guarantees. 2 Timothy 3:5 aptly describes these deceived ones as having a form of godliness, but who deny its power. The shallow message that is being preached in the emerging and liberal progressive churches of today is merely follow Christ. But that is not enough. Many of the disciples of Jesus followed him for a time, but when it came to the heart of acknowledging their sin, forsaking the world and the fleeting vanities held within it, or that they would have to share in his death in order to inherit his eternal life promise, many of them fell away and followed him no longer. And we must not forget the warning of Lord Jesus when he alerted us in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 24 that false Christ would arise. Therefore, it is a well taken point to be sure what Christ a man or woman is following. Alice Bailey actually and intentionally refers to Christ 666 times in her book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy. Her Christ, however, is in fact the Antichrist. The Great Pyramid and the All-Seeing Eye are iconic images used to represent the coming Antichrist and his kingdom, the New World Order. There are around 7,000 languages used upon the earth, but images and symbols transcend all languages and are understood by almost everyone. Therefore, images are a very powerful tool in the arsenal of Lucifer's deceptions and his formation of the global empire of his Antichrist. We know by Scripture that the false prophet will command the people of earth to build an image of the beast, and every satanic and occultic symbol that has been designed by God's enemy, and the demonic deceptions that they represent, will be melded into this final image. The people of earth who have been left behind after the rapture of God's true church will be commanded to bow down before this figure and to take the mark of the beast as evidence of their loyalty to him. The occultic symbols that are displayed all over the world, many of which are found in Roman Catholic churches in every country, have been put there to magnify and project the image of the coming Antichrist, who it is almost certain is alive today and being ready to appear on the stage of earth. The world is being prepared to worship the beast, and the satanic symbols that can be seen all over the world, which are obvious if one will only open their eyes with Holy Spirit discernment, are markers that are pointing to the Antichrist's soon arrival. This fact ought to either excite you if you are a born-again child of God, or frighten you if you are not saved, with a grace-filled plea for you to run to the Savior now for his forgiveness and the redemption from sin's penalty of death that his blood atonement sacrifice has accomplished in eternal life resurrection power on your behalf. Few people see what the devil is doing. Our churches are being corrupted by occultists, just as Alina Blavatsky and Alice Bailey prophesied that they would. The devil is a fraudulent coward and a murderer who deals in deceit and lies, always operating under the cover of darkness, in order to hide his true intentions, as confirmed in Matthew 7:15 and 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. But Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, is the way and the truth and the life, and he came to give mankind that life and more abundantly. As we move on in the series, we will be emphasizing that grace-filled eternal life reality as we continue to look behind the unseen realm, with truth-revealing discernment in readiness to meet our Savior in the air. And we will also continue to sound the watchman's cry to those who are still imprisoned in their sinful fallen natures and Satan's lying deceptions, in order to shine the light of God's truth, which will show them the way out of Lucifer's domain of sin and darkness, and into God's glorious kingdom of his beloved Son, while there is yet time. And until we come together again, beloved, as always, I bid you his agape.
You've been listening to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. If you have a prayer request, please contact us at Agape Light Ministries, P.O. Box 6313, Chesterfield, Missouri 63006, or via our website at www.agapelightministries.com. Again, that's www.agapelightministries.com.